Today we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, but this feast is not about the baptism of Jesus so much as it is about our own baptism, because our Lord didn't need to be baptized, obviously. St. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance, and of course our Lord had nothing to repent of. But he came to sanctify the waters of baptism, the waters of the whole world that are used for this great, great, great sacrament of baptism, which is really the greatest gift we have ever received, because we become divine through this sacrament. We become children of God. We become transformed and united to God, grafted onto the vine, which is Jesus Christ. We become one with him. Another Christ, united with Jesus, and we are filled with the power of God, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the virtues, the theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity, the moral virtues, and all these gifts and power to live a Christian life, to live for Jesus, to imitate Jesus, to be another Jesus, walking in this world of darkness. We are to shed the light of Christ into this world. We are to walk through this world as pilgrims, but as children of the light, as children of God, as free children of God, we have a freedom. And it's not a freedom to do anything we want. It's a freedom to do God's will, freedom to be good, to be holy, freedom to do that, and a freedom from slavery of sin and our passions and slavery to the world and our indulgences. There's a freedom to do God's will and a freedom from sin. And this is what Jesus gives to us, because those who don't have baptism are enslaved still with original sin and their concupiscence and passions, and they don't have the strength of God, and it's a slavery. And it's sad that many people don't have Jesus in their heart in that way. And so we want to bring baptism to the ends of the earth. As Jesus said, baptize all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to the end of the world. So baptism is a great, great thing, because it puts the divine life into our veins and into our spiritual veins. And it gives us the dignity of the sons of God, a dignity which is so great that we will only know in the next life how great a dignity it is. And we have to be conscious of the dignity of our baptism. We are walking in the grace of God in our baptism and in the state of grace. We are walking in the power of God through this earth to spread the fragrance of Jesus Christ everywhere we go, in our family, in our workplace, and in the midst of this world that's full of darkness and sadness and lacking Jesus Christ in the hearts of men, lacking the gospel, lacking the charity and the hope and joy of our Catholic faith and of the grace of God. The world is lacking all that. And so this is what baptism does for us and for others. We want to bring everyone and to appreciate this great sacrament. We have to appreciate it first and then bring others to appreciate it and then come to this sacrament, come to the one true church of Christ, Jesus, the Catholic faith. We want to bring everyone to this joy and hope that we have. And, you know, it is, again, is a freedom from the slavery of our passions that we want to continue to be free from. We have to develop the gifts that God has given to us, these virtues and gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have to develop them on a daily basis to the end of our life, this baptismal gift that we have. We have to keep developing it, nurturing it. And it gives us a strength and a power that we have to exercise in the world. We're not to shelter it and to just stay in our home and just stay in our own little selves and bask in that. No, we are to spread it into the world, to be apostles of Jesus Christ. The apostles were strong, weren't they? They had the fire of God in them, the fire that just impelled them to go everywhere and to spread the kingdom of God and the salvation of souls, to seek the salvation of souls, to spread this hope and joy that we have in our faith. It's a hope and a joy. We want to bring that joy to the world. It's not a set of rules and a set of strictures and restrictions. Well, it's the freedom of the sons of God. We are free to do good and holy, to live a holy life, to be children of God. You know, you see, good families and the parents have brought up their children well, and they can set their children free. They know they're going to go and play and do good and innocent things. They've already set the parameters of, the boundaries of things that would be harmful to them. They set them, and now they're free within the strictures of what is good for us. And so our Lord has given us the commandments that we stay within them, and we don't go beyond those boundaries, which would be to our harm. So we're free within them. We're free to do God's will and free to live in goodness and holiness. And what are the boundaries in heaven? There aren't any, because we wouldn't do anything bad and wrong. So we're totally free in heaven to do what is good, to love our neighbors. And so heaven is just total freedom, no worries of doing anything wrong. But we know there are dangers in this world, dangers even within ourselves, that we have to stay within those boundaries, avoid occasions of sin, avoid bad places in the world, which would lead us to lose this precious vessel of God's grace. We carry the God's grace in earthen vessels, as Scripture says. It's a delicate thing. We have to protect it, guard it, safeguard it, and love it, and see it as the most priceless thing, the grace of God, our union with Jesus. We are walking in this world with our head held high, that we are united to Jesus, the powerful one, the Redeemer, the hero, the God of our life, the God of the world, Jesus Christ. We are one with him, grafted on to him, our vine, and that gives us so great a dignity, and we have to be so careful not to sully this dignity that God has given to us, and to harm Jesus Christ, to hurt God in a sense, to displease God who is within us. So we how important it is to be conscious of our dignity, conscious of the presence of the Holy Trinity in our soul, conscious of the presence of God within us and around us, and of our dignity as members of the family of God. We're in this family. We have to keep this in mind. And so we're renewing our baptism today. We're recalling our baptism, the great, immense dignity, the greatest gift that we have ever received is baptism, which makes us children of God, divine in a certain real sense. And that divinity in us will blossom into an everlasting life, eternal life, eternal glory and joy and blissful happiness in God. And we have that with a foretaste in the state of grace of baptism as given to us. So we are to protect it, safeguard it, and hand this vessel to our Lady, and for her to protect and guide and be with us and walk through this life, so that we don't damage it, we don't do harmful things, and we don't threaten our salvation, which is the loss of this grace of God that is within us. So all this we remember in this great feast of the baptism of our Lord, which is calling to mind our own baptism, what God, the gift that God has given to us in baptism. Jesus submits himself to this baptism by St. John for our sake. He baptizes himself, allows himself to be baptized for our sake. We are all in Jesus in that baptism that Jesus underwent, and he did it for us. So we are thankful to Jesus, thankful that he has grabbed a hold of you and me and drawn us to himself, and we want to stay there, stay united to Jesus, stay united to the power of Jesus Christ, and to walk in that the power of goodness and charity, and to spread it throughout the world, and to draw others to baptism, to the true faith, to the joy and the hope and the happiness that we have as Christians.